Hey everyone, hope you are all well and in good health. I wanted to provide a very quick update, high level, and everything that we've been working hard on. So we are essentially nearing completion in terms of all of our engineering, designing, architecting, deploying work on the entire BlockCircle platform. And testing has been like tremendous. So I'm so incredibly excited to go and really push this forward. And, you know, I would love to see more and more people test out the Universal Trading Engine and test out the Autopilot, because there's just absolutely nothing like it on the market. I'm really proud of everything that we've developed. So we have our Trade Alpha, which are all where all the trades are being posted for short-term, mid-term, long-term. And I'm going to start really actively using that over, I would say, probably a few more weeks. And then I'll start like really actively be managing trades there, beyond just executing the momentum trading engine trades and then a few market reversal engine trades that I've been testing with. And then we have Political Alpha, which has been incredible because it tracks exactly what the politicians are buying and selling at time of disclosure. And then Insider Alpha has been unbelievable in finding sentimental shifts. Like when you have a founder, owner, or a CEO go and liquidate a particular position that they have, then we're alerted immediately, right? And then we have Prediction Alpha, which has been probably our biggest hit by far. Like that is by far the most actively and most popular used module in the entire platform, tracking all six prediction markets and individually looking for mispricings within them, tracking whales within them, seeing what their position bias is. And it's just been, it's been unbelievable. So that I just see huge potential, more and more and more potential in that space. And then there's Whale Alpha. So I've gotten many DMs from different folks saying that they've just been tracking Whale Alpha. They've identified a few whales that were interesting to them, and they've just been literally mirroring their trades as best as they can, the ones that they have the highest conviction in, and they've been doing well. So I feel like that's a good, you know, it's really good in terms of the trading section. And then the momentum trading engine, I've been hard at work in backtesting extensively, just trying to identify as many promising trading strategies without forcefully overfitting, which is a lot more difficult than it sounds, because I don't want to have fictional false promises or fabricated like P&Ls that are not realistic. So I need to make sure that this is why they take so long, right? This is why they take so long to be able to have them, you know, identified and then launched, is we need to make sure that you don't actually purposefully introduce too much bias and create sort of these optimistic conditions that are not realistic when you launch it. So my goal is to keep working on that. I mean, I have like, at this point, it's well over 100 million in terms of backtesting scenarios across the entire database. But my goal is to identify a few trading strategies per asset class. So a few in crypto, a few in stocks, a few in precious metals, a few in commodities, a few in potentially even FX as well. And I'm already well on my way. So I already have a lot. I'm just testing them myself, before I push them live. So there's five that I've pushed there, but I'm still not 100% convinced on those yet. But soon I will be. And then I'm going to be in